Hello.
We're conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. When thinking about the direction which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, very dissatisfied with the direction which the country is headed? Are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction we're headed?
I'm very satisfied.
Very satisfied. Moving on. When thinking about the most important, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using this scale from 0, where 0 means it's not an important issue to you, and that 10 means that it's a very important issue to you. The student loan debt, how is that for you, so from 0 to 10?
I can't hear what you said.
How would you grade how important it is to you, the student loan debt?
I don't have a student loan debt.
In general, how important is that for you?
I don't have any debt. I guess it's important for everybody, but I don't.
So you,
very
how
important.
How would you grade it then from 0? How would you grade it from 0 to 10, being 10 the most very important issue?
10.
Thank you. And crime and violence? How would you grade it from 0 to 10?
10.
Jobs and wages?
10.
Racism and discrimination?
10.
Healthcare?
Definitely 10.
Thank you. Kindergarten to 12th grade education?
10, because these children ain't learning that.
Thank you. Inflation and the cost of living?
10.
Climate change?
10.
It's important. Reproductive freedom?
10.
Abortion rights?
10.
Voting rights?
10. Baby, I'm a Democrat. Everything is a 10.
Democracy?
10.
Criminal justice reform?
10.
And immigration?
10, because people should be able to go wherever they want to go.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for U.S. President, Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it is a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. And what is your race, please?
I'm black.
Thank you. Moving on. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Registered to vote.
Thank you. And do you think yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. And what is the year of your birth?
69.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or that you have received?
Some college.
Thank you. How frequently you vote in elections? How much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you. Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
10.
And how much power do you feel the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that Black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to their community.
10.
Okay, thank you. Please rate your feels towards some people, organization, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you'll feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. JT Vance, how would you grade it from 0 to 10?
JT Vance?
Yes. If you have never heard of a person or organization, can indicate that as well.
No, no, I've heard of them. But, I said 6.
6. John Ossoff?
Wait a minute. JD Vance, a 10. Ossoff, a 10.
JD Vance.
A 10.
10, okay. Brian Kemp?
What?
Brian Kemp.
A zero.
Zero. And Raphael Warnock.
A 10.
Brad Raffensperger.
Raffensperger.
Yes.
A 7.
7. Tim Waltz.
I give him an 8.
And Andrew Deakins?
An 8.
Thank you. I know this is a long way off, but if November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, or Jill Stein?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but for 2024 elections where U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democrat.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections and were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, Donald Joe Jorgensen, Howie Hawkins, or other?
Joe Biden.
Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten worse? Worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
I said that it was better.
Better, thank you. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference as for some other difference or a big difference?
It makes a big difference.
Thank you. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the Congress, the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly progressed, a 5 not sure, and a 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly?
Did they make progress?
Yes, from 0 to 10.
Yes.
10. Democrats in the U.S. Congress?
10.
COVID-19 recovery,